I'm going to tell you a little bit more about my hometown of Brussels. So, even though I'm English and I consider myself to be English, I was brought up in Brussels, in Belgium. And so I was born there, I grew up there, and I will always consider it, for me, home. And I will always have a special place in my heart for Belgium because I lived there my entire life. So, as you probably know, Brussels is the capital of Belgium, and Belgium is quite a small country and is divided into different French, some French-speaking parts and some Flemish-speaking parts. Now, Flemish is the language of the region of Flanders in Belgium, and it's almost exactly the same as Dutch. It's very, very, very similar to Dutch. So, Belgium is a dual-speaking country, which is actually not that common in Europe. There are not many European countries where you officially speak two languages. So Brussels itself, as the capital, is French-speaking. And I have always been surrounded by both languages because I live outside of Brussels in a Flemish town called Overijse, but I went to school my whole life in Brussels, so I had a bit of both. So, although Belgium is a very small country compared to France or other European countries, thanks to Brussels, it has become very, very important in the European Union because it's the centre of international politics. So, it's the host of all the major EU institutions. For example, like the European Commission, the European Parliament, and NATO. So it therefore often hosts major international or European conferences or summits. My parents both work for European institutions. My mother works for the European Commission, and my father works for the European Nuclear Company. So there are offices are in the heart of Brussels City, very near to the Parliament. And my school was an international school in the capital also. So I've always been surrounded by other languages and other cultures. Brussels as a city has become quite a tourist area, especially the centre of town around the Grand Place. So the Grand Place is the main square where you find the town hall. And also the old Maison du Roi. And in 2010, the Grand Place in Brussels was voted the most beautiful square in Europe. So, very proud about that. And every 2 years, there is an enormous flower carpet that is set up on the Grand Place. So, millions and millions of flowers are arranged to form a different pattern, a beautiful pattern, and lots of tourists come to see the carpet every time this happens. And around the Grand Place, there are lots of traditional Belgian restaurants and bars and shops, of course. As you probably know, Belgium is most famous for its chocolates, beer, waffles, and moules frites. So I have to say, I have travelled and tried different chocolates and beers from different countries, and nothing really compares to Belgian ones. There are over 450 different types and varieties of Belgian beer, and they have all different kinds of flavors and types and levels of alcohol. And Belgian chocolates are really also the best, but they are very rich and full of taste, so sometimes you cannot eat more than a handful or a few in one time. So, for me, my favorite part of growing up in Brussels was being surrounded by different cultures and languages. You know, at school there were kids from all different family backgrounds and countries and origins. And Brussels as a capital is such a multicultural and international city that I was able to experience lots of different cultures as I grew up, and it helped me want to learn more around the world. So, I would love to continue exploring new cultures and countries, and I love to travel, so I would love to continue traveling all around the world.